Like I always said, meditation needs to be done with understanding. If you do not understand what you are doing in the name of meditation, then you are wasting your time. Means you are gullible, you just listen to instruction. People ask you to not here, not there, do this, do that, you just do, thinking that by noting and doing all these so-called method techniques or meditative is following the meditative instruction, then you are doing meditation. Some even more gullible, they say, they tell you certain technique. If you do that, that is vipassana. Then if you do the other one, which is anapanasati, done by the Buddha, they say that one is samatha. So if you are gullible, you listen to all this, you become very confused. So find out yourself, what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So basic understanding is in Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23 on heedfulness. So if you do not train yourself to be heedful, you cannot start the meditation. He make it very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deafness. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So all meditations start with understanding what is heedfulness. Then the definition of heedfulness is Dhammapada verse 23. The ever mindful, constantly meditative and steadfast one, they will realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. So that is a confirmation. You have that, you will realize enlightenment in the here and the now. Definitely, that is heedfulness. Otherwise, the Appamada verse won't be structured in such a manner. Then after that, the fourth noble truth very clearly state that if you want to be free from all suffering, you have to cultivate noble eightfold path. So what do you use to cultivate noble eightfold path? The heedfulness, understand, or ever mindful, constantly meditative. Constantly meditative is constantly cultivating noble eightfold path, so that you have the embodiment of the noble eightfold path factor. So it's not just sitting and hoping to experience some fantastic meditative mind state, thinking that you equate that to enlightenment. So you can easily investigate and inquire after that fantastic meditation or mind state, are you transformed? Do you understand life? Do you know how to live life? Do you have the noble qualities of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha? Of right, good conduct, upright conduct, then wise conduct, dutiful conduct. Then do you have the embodiment of noble eightfold path factors? All this you don't have. Just because you are gullible, people say, oh, you do this one, this method, this technique, this type of meditation, then you will experience all this fantastic mind state. Then this is equivalent to what? Enlightenment here and now. Then sometimes they say you first jnana, second jnana, third jnana. So all this, you have to investigate and find out. Don't be gullible. Like the Buddha always said, the only thing that free your mind, it's not the fantastic meditation, it's the wisdom. Can you insight into phenomena? Can you awaken to the universal characteristic? Can you see things as they are? Now, these are real understanding. So when you understand all this, you train yourself, you develop the meditation with understanding, you progress very fast. You won't become gullible and get stuck here and there doing all the funny meditation. Funny means, to those who understand, they say you are wasting your time. You remember Bodhidharma? What did he told the monk? He sinh vi căn bản. If you cannot understand mind, means the five clear form of mind and the two type of mind, how can you start? You are wasting your time. Is it? You are like polishing the glaze there, hoping for it to become a mirror. That's why the Novik Mangleje, they laugh at Bodhidharma. Because he purposely used the glassware and rub it against the table surface. Then they say, what are you doing? He said, I'm polishing the glassware to make it into a mirror. Everybody laugh at him. They say, how can it become a mirror? He said, likewise, what are you all doing? You think you are meditating? You think you can become enlightened? That is what you all are doing. That's why I cannot talk. That's why I use this to grind. Because they had this type of tradition. They all decide to go in for, don't know, one day or one, cannot talk, no word silent. Then all of them, the four of them or what, together in Bodhidharma, four or five, they said. Then after a while, I think a few of the monks, they already like restless already, cannot settle down already. Because they don't know how to settle their mind, they don't know how to develop the inner awareness, they don't understand the basic behind meditation. So without all this understanding, one of the monks, when he heard the wind, then he panicked, so he shrieked. Then the other monk said, you make noise, you disqualify. Then the third one said, you also make noise, also disqualified. Then after that, the third one also made the same mistake. Then Bodhidharma didn't make noise. He took the glassware out, he rubbed against the table. See? Wise man. Then after that, they asked him, what are you doing? Then he said, since you all talk already, now I can talk. Then he explained to him. He said, I'm grinding this glassware to make it into a mirror. They laugh at him. And after that, Bodhidharma said, why do you laugh? He said, it's impossible for the glassware to become a mirror. He said, likewise, I do this is to let you understand that what you are doing, you think is meditation, and you think you can become enlightened. You are actually doing what I show you. Rubbing the glassware and hoping it to become a mirror. Means you think the thought-based meditation without understanding you do can make you enlightened. Not by don't talk. You understand the difference between noble silence and don't talk. You see in the meditation places, retreat places, they got this finger put against your lip. What does it mean? They always tell you it's a noble silence. But that is not noble silence. That one is don't talk. Understand? So they say, cannot talk. So everybody don't talk. But inside your mind, it's chattering. Understand? Verbalizing. Restless with all the hindrances inside. That is not meditation. Understand? Noble silence means complete silence. Not only you don't verbalize, you don't chatter, activity inside your mind also completely still. How can you have that state? Awareness-based meditation. When you're aware, there is no thought. That's why it's a free mind aware in that state. And that is noble silence. Not only outwardly, verbally silent. The mind inside also silent, means stillness, no chattering, no verbalizing, no activity of my mind state to create thinking, heedless thinking, that distract you and draw you away from your senses and other things. So this is what meditation is all about. Understand, do, then you progress very fast. Okay?